The nonprofit gun violence prevention group Brady United estimates more than 4.5 million children live in homes with unlocked, loaded firearms. Guns are the leading cause of death among children in the U.S. Michigan recently took steps to help stop firearm injuries by requiring gun owners to store and secure their weapons safely. But the president of Brady United, Chris Brown, tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter gun owners must use extra caution during the holidays when large numbers of family members often gather.
If you look at all of the different causes of gun violence in this country, unintentional shootings of kids with a home, 8 kids a day are killed or injured that way. 76% of school shooters get their gun from a home where it's not safely stored. And 2/3 of gun deaths are suicide. The hugest risk factor for suicide in the home is the presence of a loaded and unsecured firearm. Together, that shows us that working to ensure that family fire, that's the unintentional injury or death of a loved one with an unsecured fire in the home, has to be a top priority if we're actually really going to stop gun violence and the rate of gun violence in this country in a material way. It starts in everyone's home and it starts with safe storage.
In Michigan, there was a tragic school shooting, one of the many, sadly, anymore. But that was a few years ago at Oxford High School, and some laws were passed around that time to mandate safe storage of firearms. And in that case, they also held the parents liable for the gun crimes committed by their son because they said that it wasn't stored safely. From what you guys have been able to see, are those kinds of laws widespread across the country nowadays? And do they ever seem to be having any actual effect in limiting unintended shootings?
They're not widespread yet. There are a number of states post that shooting and others, unfortunately, like it that have occurred in states like Georgia following that tragic shooting. That's creating more of a groundswell to seek support for those kinds of laws. There are child access prevention laws and similar laws of that ilk. Brady has mixed feelings about it. Yes, we believe the critical thing in the very front is to prevent these kinds of shootings from happening in the first place. Throwing parents in jail after the fact because they've been grossly negligent, well, that's what the law we do believe should require. But it doesn't bring back the innocent victims. It doesn't stop the harm from happening in the first place. And that's why we do think child access prevention laws that ensure the law says that if you choose to have a firearm in the home, it should be safely stored, are important complements to public safety laws and should be adopted in states across the country.
In your view, does it seem that threatening, I guess, actually makes an impact? Or is it something where they just need to have this top of mind to begin with? I mean, there's been shootings where people had a gun stuck in a shoebox that they seemed to think was fine because it was away and still a kid would be able to get to it.
Look, I think there needs to be a complement of efforts, sort of in the same way that getting a ticket when you're speeding is a way to remind you that you shouldn't have a lead foot is part of a complement of education in driver's ed about why speeding is potentially very dangerous. The same sort of approach should apply here. This isn't a unique area of human experience. It's a uniquely deadly area of human experience. And we have invested at Brady. We have done a lot on our website so that families can find absolutely crystal clear guidance on safe storage options and even how to talk to family members when you're at the dining table over the holidays about the kinds of things that they can be doing if they choose to have firearms in the home, to protect those who are in the home and those who access the home, those who visit the home. We believe at Brady that it's on us, it's on each of us to have these conversations and to normalize something that's as old as our nation, older than the Second Amendment, which is safe storage of firearms. Back in the colonial times, that was mandated and enforced in terms of muskets. Why should it be different today when 8 kids a day are killed or injured by guns that those parents and most gun owners brought in with the idea that they should protect their families? And unless they're safely stored, it's tragic that that is exactly the opposite of what's happening.
I've heard some firearm owners and people that will say they're fighting for the Second Amendment that will refer to some of the mass shootings, recently the tragedy in Australia, for example, And they'll say that that country had some of the toughest gun laws around, and still that tragedy occurred. So they'll say, well, restrictions on firearms really don't make any huge difference, whether it's children in the home or people out and about. What is your reaction to those kinds of comments?
The last mass shooting in Australia was in Port Arthur. Immediately following that, I think it was a matter of days or weeks, not months, Australia banned various assault style weapons, and they greatly strengthened the regulation of the sale and ownership of firearms in their country. And that was more than a decade ago. And they haven't had a mass shooting. If you look at U.S. history, we have a distinguishing feature here. Guns are the number one killer of our kids, and we experience 26 times the gun violence of every other industrialized country. The five states with the strongest gun laws in this country have a 70%+ reduced experience of gun death and injury compared to the states with the five weakest laws. Will they prevent every gun death and injury? No. Just like speeding limits didn't stop every automobile fatality, but they reduced them a lot. This is in our hands. This is in the hands of gun owners across this country. That means guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Doesn't need a vote at the ballot box. It doesn't need a better enforcement agent. It needs an individual taking an action that will ensure that firearm is not used unintentionally to harm someone in their home.